You sit down to dinner. The day is done, but your brain is still at your desk, replaying the email you didn't send, the decision you left half made, the conversation that ended awkwardly. You try to push those thoughts out, you tell yourself to relax, and somehow, the harder you push, the louder everything gets. That is not a personal failure. That is a documented psychological mechanism, and understanding it changes everything about how you pursue mental peace. Here is the mechanism that is working against you. In 1987, researcher Daniel Wegner ran what became known as the White Bear Experiment. Participants were told one simple thing: do not think about a white bear. The result? They thought about a white bear more than once per minute, on average. Worse, when the suppression period ended, those thoughts came back even more frequently than they did for people who had never tried to suppress them. This is called the rebound effect. The research on it is not perfectly uniform. Some studies report smaller or inconsistent effects, but the core finding holds up. Thought suppression involves two simultaneous processes. One part of your mind works to avoid the thought. Another part monitors for signs that the thought has appeared. That monitoring process keeps bringing the very thing you are avoiding back into focus. So when you sit at dinner trying not to think about work, you are running a background search for work thoughts. You will find them, every time. Now, the key idea here is that this is not a willpower problem. It is an architecture problem. Your brain treats unresolved tasks as open loops. Think of it like a browser with 40 tabs open. The system keeps pinging those tabs to check their status. Research on rumination confirms this pattern. Rumination is not the same as ordinary reflection. It is repetitive attention to distress, its causes, and its consequences, without actually resolving anything. That distinction matters. You are not processing the problem, you are circling it. And trying to eliminate every unwanted thought makes things worse in a specific way. It turns ordinary mental events into perceived failures. Now you have the original thought, plus frustration about having the thought. The cognitive load doubles. That is the stillness trap. The belief that peace requires a blank mind, when in fact demanding silence is what generates the noise. So what do you actually do? The pivot is this. Stop trying to empty the mind and start closing the loops. A practical first move is labeling. When a thought surfaces, briefly name its category: planning, worrying, remembering, and then return your attention to what you chose to focus on. Research on mindfulness-based approaches supports this. A systematic review found that mindfulness-based interventions produced a meaningful reduction in rumination compared with control conditions, with effect sizes in the moderate range. The mechanism is not suppression. It is observation without automatic judgment. You notice the thought. You do not fight it. You do not follow it. You label it and redirect. Returning your attention after distraction is not evidence that the practice failed. The return itself is the trainable skill. Acceptance, in this framework, does not mean approving of distress. It means allowing an experience to be present without adding a struggle against its existence on top of it. That second layer of struggle is what exhausts you, not the thought itself. The takeaway from this lecture is precise, and it is worth holding on to. Mental peacefulness does not require the complete absence of thoughts. That goal is not only unrealistic, actively pursuing it tends to produce the opposite of what you want. The more workable goal is changing how you relate to thoughts, not whether they appear. The operational rule is this: do not demand silence. Notice the mind, allow what is present. Repeatedly choose the next useful focus. That act of choosing, not the absence of noise, is where peace actually lives. In the next lecture, we build on this foundation with a concrete framework for managing attention before the loops even open, so the cognitive load you carry into your evenings is smaller to begin with. But for now, the most important shift is the one you can make in the next 5 minutes. The next time a thought surfaces that you do not want, do not push. Label it. Return. That is the whole practice.